This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. If you just joined us, welcome to it. This is the Capricorn Adventure on the only frequency that makes sense. I go by the name of King Bash, your sidechick's favorite DJ, Abutha Winter's Doc himself. It's a Friday, and you know what time it is, man. Time to shift gears and head into the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. And as always, we're joined by our go-to motoring journalist. He goes by the name of Prashirin Naidu. Now, this week, he's giving us the lowdown on the all-new Hyundai Creta. From its bold looks to how it performs on the road. He'll also shine, you know, a light on the ever-practical Ford Transit Custom Sport, a solid choice for small business owners and movers alike. And, of course, he'll round things off with the motoring tip and a hot jam of the week to kickstart this beautiful weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirin. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
No, I'm great, man. Thank you so much for taking time once again to come and join us on the show. Really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, eh? Always a pleasure.
Now let's hit the road. Prashirin, how did the new, you know, Hyundai Creta perform on the road? Any standout driving impressions?
Well, you know, I thought the Creta, you know, it was quite, it was quite refined. Yeah, I enjoyed it quite. It felt nice. A good amount of zippiness to it, so to say, a 1.5-litre naturally aspirated four-cylinder motor that had a CVT gearbox, which obviously at highway speeds did tend to get a bit, you know, the high revs did bother me a little. But, you know, it was quite efficient overall for the in and around city commutes. I got about 6.2 litres per kilometres, which was just the sweet spot. And very frugal for a family car, softly sprung, which just means comfort is a priority. So I thought that was quite nice. Not bad for the Creta.
Oh, man. Most definitely. Now, let's talk design. What's your take on the Creta's, you know, exterior styling? Is it, you know, making a visual impact?
I thought the styling was nice. It had a quite a very... They decided to give it in a matte black, you know, color. And obviously the fleet manager was telling me, listen, watch out, don't park it under the tree because a bird might, if a doo-doo's on it, if you leave it too long, it could stain the paintwork. So that's a bit of a slip, if you ask me, if you go for that color scheme. But alas, you can always get it in metallic. So design-wise, you'll notice with the Creta's, it's a facelift, redesigned bumpers, back and front. And just overall, it looks more, it stands out. It's trendy, it's appealing. I remember when it first launched in the year, I believe it was 2017. It was not my cup of tea. It looked a bit ugly. Now you can actually drive it with some, how do I say it?
A bit of confidence.
Yes, exactly.
Now let's enter the cabin, Prashirin. How's the comfort, the tech, and overall, you know, practicality?
Okay, so cabin, good amount of creatures of comfort. It's solidly built. You'll find that, especially the entertainment system, everything works quite nicely, solid rotary dials, but nothing really grandiose that toot to the horn too much. Leather seats, LED headlights that are thrown into the mix, cruise control, voice recognition, the whole thing is, but I just find that it fits comfortably for four people. If you throw in a fifth passenger, things can get quite tight. But other than that, it's not a bad commute. It's not a bad commute. Everything that you need.
Oh, okay. Now, I mean, pricing is key, Prashirin. What's the cost on the new Creta and who are its main competitors?
So ours, the 1.5 premium IVT matte edition, came at 484,900 Rand. So it is sitting in the middle range. That includes quite a generous 5-year, 150,000 kilometer warranty, a 7-year, 200,000-kilometer drivetrain warranty, and a 4-year, 60,000-kilometer service plan. Rivals-wise, it goes head-to-head with the Toyota Urban Cruiser, Volkswagen T-Cross, and the Kia Seltos. So, but it does, I think, Creta does hold its own in terms of features and, you know, some standout style.
Oh, okay. Now, switching gears, you've also, you know, driven the Ford Transit Custom Sport. Now, if you were a small business owner, you know, with with 1 million, you know, rand to spend, would this van, you know, be a smart investment?
I think it would. Eh? I quite liked the Ford Transit, you know, in my commute with moving around with it. I thought if I had a, let's say, moving, you know, company where I could, you know, help people pack up their load and move it to another house, I think it would be quite a cool van to have. And definitely it does stand out. It has that right amount of attitude. It's priced at 938,000 Rand, which is a lot of pockets, a lot of money that you have to fork out there. But I think they've really kind of given you that edge of presence, but everyday usability. Because I always look quite cool. I mean, I've never seen a panel van with a spoiler, blacked out wheels, stripes on it. It looked nice. And I think I remember last year we did chat about the other Transit, which was the basic spec.
Yes.
I like to call it the poverty spec.
Uh-huh.
I did not look like I was some sort of, I don't want to say kidnapper, but I looked like a normal, upstanding, classy person that had a panel.
But now, since they're changing all these specs and make it a bit nice and moving away from the poverty spec, Prashoen, don't you think now we're going to go back to that conversation to say it's going to be hard now to work with a car that looks, or a van, or that looks that nice? You know, you're going to try your level best not to even take it on site or whatever the case may be, because, you know, it looks too precious. Don't you think moving on, it's going to be quite hard, you know, to get these cars onto site and stuff like that?
I think you could look past it. I think it still has all the rugged elements at bay, especially when you think of what you need. It has a right amount of pulling power as well, because it's a diesel motor, 2 liter four cylinder turbo diesel, so nice amount of torque there. But every day, I think it really doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean, you can use it as a nice road horse, but just cruiser. It's basic as well. Inside the cabin, it's basically containment system is quite simple.
Okay.
You really just jump in and you go and you do your work. It's not really luxe. It's not a V-Class, as I know you like in Mercedes-Benz.
Big shout out to you for that, Prashoen. But before we let you go, man, can you drop us a motoring tip and the hot jam for this weekend?
All right. Thank you so much, Kimbash. So treat your fuel gauge like a liar. Don't wait for the warning light. Refuel at a quarter tank. It protects your fuel pump and keeps you ready for emergencies. And let's end off with, I'm feeling in a very fuzzy, happy mood. Let's end off with Pharrell. Happy.
All right, Prashoen, thank you so much. Catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic
weekend. Thank you so much, Kimbesh. Have a blessed one, and listeners.
That's how we wrap it up with Prashoen Naidu. You can do best, man, and check the brother out on Instagram at Prashoen_Naidu and check out his work via Eswatini Motoring.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.